He's good. He just woke up, so he's...
Megan Huckowitz and her 7-month-old son, Brady, are visiting Diane Karas-Chokas, who still lives in the Hadley neighborhood where the two women grew up. Brady is a plump, light-haired, good-natured baby.
Does that make you feel like big boy?
Brady's start to life is very much connected to Diane and Megan's friendship. When Megan learned it wasn't safe to give birth because of her cystic fibrosis, Diane, who was married with two kids already, offered to carry Megan's biological baby. Megan and her husband conceived an embryo in vitro, which was then implanted into Diane. They all signed a legal contract, worked out all sorts of thorny ethical issues, and they say had a blissful pregnancy. When it came time to induce Diane for labor, both couples were together at Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton.
At like 4 o'clock, I think the doctor came in and said, well, you have to make a decision. Do you want us to induce it? What was he going to do, break your water?
Yeah.
And then, or do you want to just start over tomorrow?
I said it's up to you.
Yeah, we said
it's
up to you.
And you guys said it was up to me back and forth.
Turns out neither had to make the decision because Diane's water broke on its own. Her contractions were coming fast, and Megan felt awful that her friend was in such pain, all for the benefit of Megan's family.
Yeah. Diane was, like, keeling over. Her husband was behind her. I was just there. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
And Frank was napping.
Frank is your husband?
No, Frank would be her husband. The guy that did this to me.
The scene was chaotic, given how many bodies were needed to make this baby. And when Brady came out, Diane says, things were tense for a few minutes.
We had all collectively decided that I was going to hold Brady first, and then Frank was going to cut the cord. Don't tear up. And then I was going to give Brady to them. And instead, you want to continue?
Yeah, he came out, and the cord was wrapped around his neck, so he was... really, like, blue. And then they took him away and, well, they took him over to the side and then gave him oxygen.
He was fine. And after Diane held him, she handed Brady to his parents. At that point, her role as the baby oven, she likes to say, was done.
That was my job with him. And now it's godmother, but it's certainly not mother. I mean, Megan's doing a great job.
That's nice. Thank you.
Yeah, no, He's a very special part of our life, but I will tell you, there's a very clear, you know, point when we moved on, and now he's like our, you know, little nephew.
Diane's 11-year-old daughter, Kira, and 6-year-old son, Christian, knew about the surrogacy arrangement early on and felt very involved in the pregnancy. Today, they love playing with their honorary cousin.
Oh, those are cute.
They're so small.
Yeah, let me try.
Megan says Brady perks up when he hears the voices of Diane and her family, having lived among them in utero for 9 months. At some point, she'll tell him whose belly he grew inside.
I don't think we have a definite plan per se, but I think we'll kind of know when he's old enough, you know, when he's ready for that type of information in order to comprehend it.
Don't get me wrong, this is totally unique and very special, but it's kind of like he's here and... you know, it doesn't matter how he got here. He's here. And someday I think it'll be more beneficial for him to be able to find out the value of friendship that we had. And also to understand what cystic fibrosis is more and how it impacts your body.
To keep her disease under control, Megan gets intravenous antibiotics 3 times a year. And she's been spending more time at the gym. No easy feat for a new mother.
I started carrying him around the house and I was often short of breath. So I'm like, I can't have him see me short of breath. And I don't want him to grow up, see me coughing and, you know, not be able to run with him or kind of run around and play in the yard a little bit being short of breath. So I'm like, the best way to handle that is to be as fit as I possibly can.
Is it cold?
Just holding Brady is likely to build muscle. He's in the 96th percentile for weight. And as they learned during the pregnancy, he did not inherit his mother's cystic fibrosis. His only health problem at the moment is teething.
Where's your smiles?
There it is.
For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.
Yes, I hear you. Oh, clear.